today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and welcome to Family Talk. Be real. That expression is common among teenagers these days, but children are growing up in a world where so-called reality TV is the standard by which many kids are taking their clues about morals and values, and biblical standards are falling by the wayside. Well, there's one young celebrity who is bucking that trend, and you're going to hear from her today on Family Talk. Natasha Bire is an actress, a singer, and a model. She has appeared on ABC Family's hit show Make It or Break It. She was also a participant on NBC's top-rated reality singing competition, The Voice. But you may also recognize her famous last name because she's the daughter of actress and New York Times bestselling author Candace Cameron Bure and former NHL All-Star forward Valerie Bure. Natasha Bure has written a new book to encourage teens and preteen girls to live authentically in a culture of superficiality. And do we need that in this culture? Her new book is called Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. Now, I did not record this interview. That was done by Roger Marsh, a member of our team, and he sat down with Natasha Bure in a studio in Los Angeles some time ago, and I'm impressed with what this 18-year-old young lady has to share on this subject, and I want you to hear that conversation right now.
On location today here on the program, joined by a special guest, Natasha Bure. Welcome to the program today.
Thank you for having me.
Brand new book is called Let's Be Real, Living Life as Open and Honest You. And this is, that's not easy to do.
I mean, no.
Especially for you. Now, I mentioned the last name Bure. I mean, you come from a performance-driven family. Is that a good way to describe it?
Definitely.
Okay. You got mom's a famous actress.
Yes.
Yes. And you get asked a lot about, you know, what's it like to have Candace Cameron Bure as your mom?
Yeah.
What is it like?
I mean, honestly, it's really not different from having any other, you know, mom with a different career. My parents are extremely grounded and don't really treat me any different. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I can't say that it's not different because I definitely, you know,
receive
opportunities or things that are different. But it's normal.
Well, you're very much aware of the fact that your mom's on TV, your mom's making movies, your dad played in the NHL.
Definitely. That's
a little atypical, you know, for kids.
Definitely, yeah. It's a little different, but you know, my household runs pretty much like any other household. So
that's very refreshing. Talking with Natasha Bure today here on the program. Her brand new book is out. It's called Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. This is a big thing for a lot of people, especially in the social media world. Mm-hmm. And as a young woman right now, yourself just kind of barely out of the high school years and still kind of in the teen years, but you really wanted to give something back to younger girls, something maybe as you look back and say, wow, I wish someone would have told me this when I was 13.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, personally, I wish I had a book like this. And I'm sure there are books like this that maybe I just didn't read. But for me, being 18 years old and having... You know, I'm only 18 years old, but I think that I do have a lot of life experience and I have gone through a lot of different situations in my life that I think a lot of girls and boys and, you know, people of any age can relate to. And I wanted to be able to kind of give back my advice or situations that, you know, have succeeded or failed. And I wanted to talk about that so that if there is a girl or boy out there who's kind of struggling or needs that extra nudge of encouragement, I kind of want to be that for them.
In the book, you talk about something that a lot of kids focus on, you know, finding the real you. I got to find out who I am. What's my identity? But you also encourage us to embrace that reality moving forward. Which was tougher for you, finding out who the real Natasha was or embracing the real Natasha?
I think it's both equal because it's always difficult when you're a teenager finding out who you are and maybe that things are changing. Like, I think I'm a similar person to some extent than I was a couple of years ago, but at the same time, a lot of my interests have changed. Mm-hmm. So then it's always difficult to kind of be like, oh, this is new for me. Like, I found something that I love, but it's always fun to kind of learn about yourself. And I mean, personally, I love change. Like, I'm a big change person. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who likes to stay with the normal thing for a year, like whether it be like where I live or location wise or like my hair color or like hair length, like whatever it is. Like, I'm just a very like I kind of I need change. Like, I just always want to kind of mix it up. So for me, when it comes to even like myself and me as a person or growing with friends, like I love change.
I'm talking with Natasha Bure on location today here on the program. The book is called Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. And it's a book that I highly recommend coming from this from the standpoint of having had kids who, my kids are now in their 20s. I mean, I realize that my daughters especially would have loved to have a resource like this coming from someone who has your experience, because at the end of the day, even though your dad played in the NHL, your mom's been on television, she's written books, and she's really been a culture warrior for the faith too. I mean, and then that, has that been inspiring for you to watch her do that? I mean, because you're talking about this from a faith standpoint here too.
Yeah, a lot of my book is faith-based, and I think just having the influence from both my parents of, you know, growing up in a Christian household, it's definitely influenced the way that I act and the way that I want others to see me, and sort of the influence that I wanted to drive this book with, which was it's definitely faith-based.
Okay, well, talk about that journey for you then, because a lot of kids, you grow up in a home, mom and dad are Christians, everybody else, but we're always going to church, we're all, the Bible study, Christian music, that's all part of the deal. And then at some point you kind of have to put your parents' faith to the side and say, what's my faith look like? What was that journey like for you, or how has that journey been for you?
I went to private Christian school through kindergarten till about 10th grade. I went to church every Sunday with my parents. I was, you know, grew up in a Christian household, had all Christian friends. I was kind of in a bubble, and I liked being in that bubble, and it was fun. And yeah, I was comfortable, and I knew what I knew, and I didn't really have any room to go anywhere because I didn't really have friends who maybe didn't have a faith or anything like that. I always felt pretty secure. When I stopped going to a private Christian school and I actually transferred to a public school for sports reasons, I immediately was like surrounded by people who not only didn't believe what I believed, but like opposed my beliefs or would question things about me. And that was cool because I really got to stand up for myself in sharing what I believe in. And it definitely put my faith to the test, and being surrounded by people who don't believe in the same things as me. You kind of get a chance to, you know, to stand for yourself and not to, you know, be, you know, cradled by the bubble that you're in. So that was a really cool experience around that time. And I think for me, it really did test my faith. And I, until this day, like I still struggle every single day with it. And it's not like a perfect, I don't know everything. I'm not a, you know, I don't think that. I don't think that goes for anybody as far as, you know, having this perfect religious background or, you know, faith or relationship with God. I don't think that anyone like is just, it's not always smooth sailing, you know? And I think that's why for me, it's important that I know that and that I understand that, because a huge part of my book is talking about how it's okay to not have it all together and to question things and to be maybe in doubt sometimes, but to acknowledge that and embrace that so that you can grow as a person and not pretend like you have it all together when you don't, because I think that goes for anything. So that's, I mean, I do have a faith chapter in there, and a lot of my book is faith-based, but I really wanted to talk about that because I wouldn't want anyone to see me and think that I have it all together when I don't and I struggle. So I really wanted to be, you know, authentic about it and share, you know, my struggles with that.
Well, and we're talking with Natasha Bure on location. The book is called Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. And it's a book that I highly recommend as a pastor, as a dad, as a broadcaster. And I appreciate the fact that you were talking about this conviction that you had. I mean, this real conviction. I mean, that you talk about real faith, real friendship, real conviction. When your faith was put to the test, I know a lot of kids, they hit 10th, 11th grade. They go to college, you know, whatever it is, your faith is put to the test and they just kind of wilt. And I think it's a testimony to the faith that you had growing up, that even though you're in that bubble, which feels great because everybody knows the songs and everybody knows everybody else and we don't have to worry about any challenges to it. When the challenges came though, you had a faith that was resilient and and you rose to the occasion. Was that something that you sensed that God was doing in you, or is that something that you saw your parents model for you, your siblings, other people in your world who had that big influence on you?
I think it would be, I mean, my parents were obviously a huge, part of just pouring into me every day and praying for me. And I had a lot of mentors, and even going to, you know, my church and my youth group, I had a lot of people who I was surrounded by who just really poured into me. And one of the biggest influences for me personally, I went to summer camp every summer when I was in high school.
Where did you go? We'll give a shout out to them.
Oh, it's the Kanakuk camps.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I went there, and I mean, that changed my life, yeah, like ridiculously.
Joe White and company.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and I was just surrounded by people who were incredible and amazing, and I was just really spoken to. And so having those influences and those friends that really can pour into you and can, you know, encourage you in your faith, I think that's a huge part of it, because it's hard to do it alone. It's hard to not have that encouragement, especially being surrounded by maybe people who don't think likewise or the same as you. It can be difficult to kind of like stand up on your own feet sometimes. So it's good to have that encouragement and that support.
Certainly is. Talking with Natasha Bure today here on the program, her brand new book is called Let's Be Real. You have a segment in here where you talk about health and beauty. And I know that I mentioned that you're an actress, you're a singer, you're a model.
Yeah.
And this is in the over-imaged world. I don't know how else to describe it. Social media is everywhere. Someone's Snapchatting, Instagramming, I mean, constantly. And I should also add Photoshopping too. So we're just sitting here having a conversation and meeting you for the first time and thinking, I can see where a modeling agency would say, yes, she's got a certain look. Mm-hmm. But what's it like for you knowing that there's that kind of mixed message? I mean, not only as a model, but also as a young lady who says, I see the models too, and they're showing me what I think is real, and I want it to be that way for myself too. But you know how the industry works. Talk about why it was so important for you to write about that.
Yeah, I think for me, a lot of it came from comparison, because anything that I saw on social media, I would compare myself immediately to, and I'd be like, oh, I need to look just like that. I need to look like the girl that's strutting on the runway, or I need to look like, you know, the girl who has the amazing Instagram and who has so many followers and so many likes. And then when I got on Instagram and when I started getting a lot of response and a lot of feedback, and I was gaining a lot of followers, I started seeing these young girls kind of say the same thing about me, like in comparison to them. Mm. And that's when it kind of flipped for me about knowing what my life is like, and then them seeing me as, oh, like you have the perfect life, or everything looks so good, I wish I had your life. When in reality, like, I know all the struggles I face, you know, and I know all the insecurities I have. And so for someone to look at me and think that when I'm thinking about someone else, I realize it's like this cycle. And I wouldn't want anybody to see me that way. And so I wanted to write about my insecurities and my problems, whether it be with, you know, my skin or my acne, or whether it be with body confidence, or whether it be with boys or faith, whatever. Like, I wanted to be super transparent, because I think it's important to set this example for other people that having it, like not having it all together, is normal. And like what society says about how we're supposed to look and how we're supposed to act and how we're supposed to be, I think it's very, can create kind of a blurred vision for a lot of people, no matter what age you are, whether you're a teenager or whether you're older. So that's kind of why I want to do that, you know, same thing, so that, you know, I can just, you know, say some of the problems that I've had or issues and struggles, so that girls can read it and kind of be like, oh, you know, Natasha went through that, and that's cool, you know, because I went through the same thing. And hopefully there's advice in there that you can kind of gain from in a way. But I think that's just like a huge part of it.
There's a portion in your book, Natasha, where you talk about being true to yourself. And I know, as a woman of faith, at the same time saying, well, wait, God made me this way. You know, these are my gifts. These are my opportunities. This is my life. But I know that other people are watching and doing that too. You outlined some points that I thought were very helpful, especially for a young person trying to navigate. I'm thinking about that girl in middle school right now who's doing the same thing you did when you were 13, which was, Natasha has it all together. I'll just do everything she says, knowing that it isn't always that way. Prayer is a big part of that. Talk about why it's so important to have a very healthy prayer life.
My prayer life got super active when I started going to camp, and I started writing in a prayer journal every single day. And that was really cool, because I could have this open conversation about things that I was going through, and I feel like I was, you know, really connecting to God, and that was really awesome. And I think the coolest thing about having a prayer life, but having a prayer journal especially, is you can kind of like look back on things that mm-hmm. you've asked for, that you've been praying about, and see kind of the, you know, over time how that's either worked out or if it hasn't, you know. But for me, you know, having open conversations with God is really important, and just praying about things that, you know, every single day that, you know, need prayer over, like that's really important.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned in your book a Phil Wickham song that was very, very important to you. And as a singer, I can imagine that music is a lot more than just singing. As a matter of fact, quoting you here, songs are more than just music. Mm-hmm. I mean, for you, talk about why that is so important for especially young people today, and maybe even especially for girls who are going through those uncertain teenage years. Yeah. And they're wondering, okay, you know, there are times when it feels like God's not close. There are times when it feels like, you know, my faith isn't worth anything. Why is music so important to you in that season?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up always going to church and listening to worship music. And when I got into sixth grade, I started leading like my youth group in worship. And then I started leading at a church that I go to. So it's always been a part of my life. But for me, like, music is probably the number one way that I connect with anything in general. It's just very, I don't really know how to explain it. It's just, I don't really get any sort of feelings like that unless I'm listening to music, like, or I guess I do, but it's very enhanced when I listen to music.
Sure.
So it's just something that I really, really connect with. And I don't know, you just kind of, I think for everyone, like, it definitely could be different, but for me, that's just like a really, you know, key way that, when I'm singing and I'm singing out to God, or, you know, I'm singing a song and I'm meaning it, I just feel like I'm really connecting. And so that's why I really in general just wanted to go into music, because like it was just something I was so passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
So music has definitely become like a huge part of my life and is very prominent in my life.
And that's important. Let's talk about mentors for a moment. Uh-huh. Obviously, kids are influenced by their parents and grandparents. There are teachers. But at some point, you said, gosh, I mean, mentors are the ones who are really going to help fill in those other spots. Who is your mentor? Who are your mentors? How did you find them?
Honestly, my mentor is my mom. Like,
really?
I mean, I have a lot of, you know, people from youth group who I met, who I kind of grew up with, actually, who I still talk to, you know, very often. But for me, the person that I think really just like poured the most into me and who I just really have looked up to is my mom. And not just because she's my mom, but just the example that she sets and her actions really do reflect the words that she speaks to me. And I think it also helps just because she is in the same industry that I want to go into. So to kind of have that influence of like, she is, you know, a very outspoken Christian and has a huge faith, but also is in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. That's really inspiring to me because that's exactly who I want to be. And it's not always easy to have that sort of background when you're in the entertainment industry, because yeah. a lot of society tells you, oh, you know, this is how you're supposed to be. And maybe the Bible tells us something different. So she's just definitely poured into me the most. And yeah, she's my mom, mentor. You know, she does it all.
I love it. Talking with Natasha Bure today here on the program. Let's Be Real is the name of the book, and we're talking about real relationships, real convictions, having a real faith. And I made a note here about the fact that you always maintain an attitude of gratitude. One of the things that you talk about encouraging girls is to be grateful. Talk about why that's so important.
Gratefulness is really, really important, because we're blessed with so much. And I think that for me, I have so many opportunities that come to me, and I might not think that it's like the biggest thing in the world, but it's so unique that it's given to me. And I think everything that's placed in front of me was, you know, placed by God, and that he puts certain things in my life, whether it be a person or like a physical, like, object, or even like you know, whether it be an audition or something like that, like anything like that. I just think that everything in your life is specifically placed there for a reason. So I just, even if like there's a bad situation or like a tough, you know, circumstance, I'm at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's so cool that happened, even though like it probably wasn't the best thing and I was probably pretty hurt over it. It's cool because I definitely learned something and it was placed there for a reason. So for me, just, you know, being so thankful for everything that I have is really important. And, Yeah, I'm very blessed, and I'm very, very, very just thankful for, you know, every person in my life and everything that I've, you know, been blessed with.
That's great. That attitude of gratitude goes a long way. You're talking about being real in your book, and you've got some real friendships that we've shared here. There are a lot of kids today who will hear this conversation and say, okay, well, that's real, but my reality is hard. My reality is really painful.
Definitely.
And so you're saying, be real. Well, I am real. Okay. So give that person, give that girl or boy who's listening to us or their parents some encouragement about how being real actually brings us closer to God and actually maybe closer to healing than just acknowledging how painful things are right now.
Yeah. I think when I was younger, when I kind of was just in my own world and was always, you know, concerned about
that bubble you talked about earlier.
Just being concerned about myself and, you know, just, I mean, literally just being self-centered of making sure that I was the one who was like looking perfect and like looking like I had it all together. When I decided to kind of finally, I had a specific point in my life where I was just very, it was probably like one of my lowest points of my life, just like feeling like emotionally I was just very distraught and like didn't really know like where I was going with my life, and realizing that I was real and realizing how much I was able to grow, that really like changed my perspective on things. And for me, like, I still have to work at it every day to be real, because there's still, you know, the thoughts in the back of my head that are like, oh, you're supposed to be this way, and you're supposed to have this group of friends, and you're supposed to look this way. And you kind of have to remind yourself every day to wake up in the morning and be so grateful for the way that you were made and the, you know, the people that are placed in your life. And I think like the biggest thing that I talk about in my book and kind of like my ending little message is that I think everyone should strive to be the best version of yourself that you can be, because everyone's going to have a different circumstance and everyone's going to look a different way, act a different way, have a different family, have a different group of friends, have a different career. And no one is like you. You're so unique. Everyone is so unique that if I were to strive to be someone else, it would just be pointless. Why would I strive to be the person next to me based on anything? So for me, the things that like I were insecure about because of maybe like my circumstance or anything like that, I flipped it and was like, that's so unique to me. I'm the only person that has this, you know, that's so cool. I should learn to embrace that and really strive every day to be the best version of Natasha that I can be. And I think that goes for anyone of any age, just to wake up in the morning and to like be like, okay, this is my life. Like, let's do it. Let's work hard. Let's go after the things that we love, and let's learn to embrace ourselves for, you know, who we are and who God made us to be.
And we already have a Sadie Robertson. Okay, so you guys can be friends.
We are.
That's neat. I mean, if anybody else would understand what you're going through, she certainly does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Natasha Bure, the book is called Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. Where can our listeners get your book? Let me ask, where can't they get your book, right? It's everywhere, right?
Yeah, it is. At all bookstores, I believe.
Amazon.
It's in there. Yeah. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you know.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Great.
You can go to Let's Be Real. I think it's letsberealbook.com, I believe. And there's like a whole website and all the lists of stores that it's at. It'll be on there.
So actress, singer, model, and now author.
Yes.
Yeah,
I know.
First of many?
I hope so.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Natasha Bure, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, what a remarkable young lady. And Natasha Bure, the daughter of actress and New York Times bestselling author Candace Cameron Bure, and former NHL All-Star forward Valerie Bure. She's been talking about what she's learned about living out an authentic faith in an artificial culture. Our theme today has been Let's Be Real. If you would like to get an audio CD of this conversation, call toll-free to 877-732-6825. Again, that's 877-732-6825. Raising daughters to become godly women in today's culture is not an easy task, but it's possible, as I discussed in my book, Bringing Up Girls. You'll find a link for that resource and all my other parenting and marriage books, about 35 of them, on our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org. There's also a link for Natasha Bure's book as well. It's titled Let's Be Real, Living Life as an Open and Honest You. Well, so much for the details. Let me just say in closing what you already know, I hope. Family Talk is completely listener-supported. Your tax-deductible financial contributions help us continue in this work to which God's called us. You can make your donations securely online when you go to drjamesdobson.org. You can make your contribution over the phone when you call toll-free at 877-732-6825. And you can be sure to join me again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. That will be Monday and Tuesday of next week, when our guests will be the Benham brothers. You don't want to miss those broadcasts. See you then.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hi everyone, Dr. Tim Clinton here for Family Talk. Are you on the go without much time to log in to all your social media pages? Twitter's a great way for staying informed on the things that matter most to you with just a quick look on your phone. Follow Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Receive great tips, resources, information, inspiration that's important to you in short, simple tweets. Again, that's Dr. James Dobson, capital F, capital T, on Twitter.